With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The State of the Union offers President Biden a big stage tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern during an election year.
The president plans to tout his achievements and warn Americans about what he sees as the dangerous extremism of Donald Trump and his MAGA supporters in Congress. The speech is sure to be scrutinized as the general election heats up and with voters expressing serious doubts about the mental capabilities of both the 81-year-old Biden and the 77-year-old Trump.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Tonight's Republican response will be delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Representative Randy Weber of Texas commented on the GOP response to Biden's upcoming address.
You'll see some head shaking, and you'll see some disgust, quite frankly, on the face of Republicans. Take responsibility, Mr. President. That's what I would tell him. Lay out a cogent plan going forward for how you're going to change things.
Also at SRNews.com, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were unchanged last week.
The Labor Department says unemployment claims for the week ending March 2nd were 217,000, matching the previous week's revised level. In total, 1.9 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended February 24th. That's an increase of 8,000 from the previous week and the most since November.
Correspondent Jeremy House, weekly unemployment claims are broadly viewed as representative of the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week. Negotiations over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages will resume next week, according to Hamas. That's after a delegation of the Palestinian terrorist group left Cairo. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 127 points, and the NASDAQ adding 205. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports that Voice of the Martyrs USA has reclassified India as a restricted nation. India has steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. Voice of the Martyrs says the government is the driving force behind the persecution of the church. This is SRN News. A mild winter has left the Great Lakes all but devoid of ice, leaving researchers to speculate about the potential environmental impact.
They theorize warmer lakes could lead to bigger algae blooms, more evaporation and beach erosion, less oxygen for bottom-dwelling organisms that bigger fish consume. But they don't know for sure because the lakes have been studied relatively little during the coldest months. The Great Lakes Ice Tracker website says ice coverage dropped to 3% in mid-February, time when it's usually 40%, the lowest figure since 1973 when the site's record-keeping began. Rich Thomason reporting.
The United flight from Houston to Fort Myers, Texas, forced to turn around Monday after one of the plane's engines caught fire. Several of the 167 passengers aboard the Boeing 737 took video showing a line of flame shooting out of the engine. The plane returned to Bush Airport. No injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.